This is John Killorn with Payments.com, and I'm speaking today with Scott Sasser, who is the Senior Director of Commercial Payments with TSYS. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Now, I just had a few questions for you. I was going to start pretty generally. You know, the global financial crisis, it's forced organizations to really take a look at how they were doing business, in particular, how ways to reduce costs and improve cash flow. Now, in this context, dynamic discounting has been gaining popularity. As the earlier the buyers pay their invoices, the greater the discount that they receive. Could you provide us, Scott, with just a brief overview of dynamic discounting and how it's being leveraged in today's economy?
Well, our industry is trying to move commercial commerce from what has been a traditional, inefficient, costly, and manual process to more modern electronic means. And to facilitate this movement, we need the flexibility to adjust for dynamic trade terms that are really transactional and relationship driven. Each and every buyer-supplier relationship has its own trade terms. To accommodate, our industry needs to be able to assign rates to transactions based on a variety of complex relationships and factors, such as number of days that have passed since invoice presentment, which you just mentioned, but also transaction volume, transaction size, as well as other factors that are within relationships between a buyer and supplier. In other words, we really need to accommodate flexible trade terms. Dynamic payables discounting takes these factors into consideration, and it allows flexibility for buyers and suppliers to price the transaction based on these various trade terms. This differs, right, from the generic trade programs that do not allow flexibility to navigate these relationship and business-based agreements. To continue growing the business-to-business payments, we need to leverage dynamic discounting to open new channels for e-payable acceptance and address suppliers' needs for agility in discounting receivables.
All right. How does that dynamic discounting compare specifically to interchange?
Yeah, well, they're really similar in that they both reward specific actions or behaviors from buyers or sellers. But I think the biggest difference, at least from our definition, is that dynamic discounting allows the buyer and supplier flexibility. Flexibility to define rates within a program as opposed to rates being defined solely by a central entity.
I see. And specifically about that flexibility in trade terms, is that the next wave in B2B payments growth? And what are the trends like it, or what are the trends in the space that you observed in that regard?
That's a great question. And there seems to be one central theme, I think, that will drive the next wave of B2B growth and future trends, and that's value to the supplier. We've driven value to issuers, buyers, and acquirers through our technology and innovation. However, the main obstacle to acceptance or enrollment of a supplier still remains the simplest. It's too expensive. While driving value to everyone else, we have in many ways fallen short on producing value to the driver of the model itself. Flexibility in trade terms provides the suppliers some control over the model. And I think future innovation will stick with the main theme of driving more value to suppliers and the increased acceptance and enrollment. We certainly see the day when suppliers dictate more of the environment which they're willing to play, and I think future trends will surely have to accommodate this shift in the value proposition.
Well, you mentioned the buyer-supplier relationship there, and there are a number of complexities involved in those interactions. Now, what impact can dynamic discounting have in reducing those complexities?
Yeah, another great question, and it's somewhat of a catch-22. Adding flexibility and variety in trade terms can, by definition, add more complexity to the model itself. But when you trade that for more control, the trade-off is enhanced growth through acceptance. However, having flexible trade terms built into an automatic electronic model can free up the manual processes that are in place today. Reconciliation and research, for example, can drastically be reduced even with the advent of flexible trade terms.
All right. Well, one last question for you, Scott. Do you see any issue or do you see a possibility of, given the implementation of dynamic discounting, are you concerned about suppliers fighting back at all by raising prices on their end?
You know, quite the opposite. One of the reasons for dynamic discounting is to allow suppliers to negotiate terms. We, in fact, see raising prices as a result of suppliers not being able to have control over their terms. In fact, suppliers who are unable to negotiate often end up raising prices or just refusing to move to electronic methods altogether. Dynamic discounting, lets them negotiate pricing to maximize the value for their specific needs, and thus reduces the need to raise prices.
That's great. And that sounds like a very positive outcome. And it sounds like dynamic. It'll be interesting to see how the effect that dynamic discounting has in respect of what you've talked about here today. That is all I have for you, John. I do want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you again for having me, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks again.